We live in a divided and chaotic world, do we not? We seem to disagree far more often than we agree. We the people argue and attack rather than dialogue and discuss. There really is no such thing as compromise or perhaps even civility. The kinder, gentler nation that once President George H.W. Bush wished us to be is virtually impossible. It just doesn't happen. We pontificate with righteous indignation. If anyone disagrees, there's no discussion because that person is just dead darn wrong. It is all about you're wrong and I'm right, is it not, in America today? Little things divide, especially causing division among people of faith. The slightest difference can cause division no matter how much good remains. And we focus on the division rather than the good. Elliot Abrams, himself Jewish, is a senior fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, who quotes from an article by one Robert Nicholson, Evangelicals and Israel. Most interesting title, don't you think? By the way, if you have an opportunity, look it up and read it. Evangelicals and Israel. You'll find this interesting. That's about the great sin, as Nicholson calls it, of ingratitude. Abrams states as follows with respect to Jewish attitude toward evangelicals. Quote, today's American Jews are spectacularly ungrateful toward a huge community of evangelicals whose enthusiasm for Israel may become critical to its very survival and certainly to America's continuing support of the Jewish state. End quote. Great quote, isn't it? It appears that way in many cases, does it not? So many Jews are so liberal in their thinking and regard American evangelicals as conservative, right-wing, and spiritually prejudiced. Consequently, evangelicals are more often than not ignored or defied, no matter the fact that evangelicals, true evangelicals, are friends and allies of the Jews and the State of Israel, and in many ways perhaps even more passionate about the State of Israel and its survival and its growth and productivity, even more so than many Jews themselves. Do you agree with that? Such a strange phenomenon, don't you think? There are so few Jews in this world, one would think they would seek out every ally possible, not only as friends but partners in survival. Not only for Israel, but the world over. Rather, the attitude of the majority of Jews, as Abrams and Nicholson state, is one of ingratitude. No matter that the American Jewish population is dwindling from a height of nearly 4% of the United States population to now under 2%, that sense of isolation and division not only continues, but widens. Robert Nicholson, on the other hand, states the following, that Christian support, already enormously important, will become only more so to the Jews and to Israel. And indeed it will. For it is not only a matter of the survival of Israel, which in many ways it is the duty of the evangelical Christian to assure, but also the continuing support and protection of Israel by our very own American government. And we, the evangelicals, assuming that we are true evangelicals, we want our American government to support Israel. Any erosion of that support of evangelical Christians, or in fact Christians generally, for the Jews and for Israel, could result in a dramatic change in foreign relations and funding by our government. When there are perhaps less than 7 million Jews who are citizens of this great country, less than 2%, there should be, says Elliot Abrams, nothing but gratitude to any and all who support and defend Israel, and especially evangelicals. Islam spreads hatred for the Jews the world over, and jihadist Islamists wish to exterminate every Jew on the face of the earth. You know that. Islam has fostered virulent anti-Semitism in our very own country. That is especially so in academia and our colleges and universities. But not only there, but anywhere anti-Jewish, anti-Israel sentiment can be fostered, especially among the emotional and the ignorant. And there's a whole lot of them in America. So many anti-Semites simply do not know the facts and really know nothing at all about Israel and probably don't even care. But they are stirred to action, to hateful anti-Semitism because of an erroneous presentation and positioning of the Palestinians as victims, victims of these terrible greedy Jews and Israelis who produce suffering and hardship for these Palestinians and wish them eradicated from the entire state of Israel. Oh, my friends, nothing but nothing could be further from the truth. No matter that Arabs and Jews live peacefully as citizens together in the great nation of Israel, and some 20% of the Israeli population is in fact Arab. Are you aware of that? 20% is in fact Arab. The facts are twisted and the lie abounds. How can Islam spread and tell such lies and call itself a religion? And with it comes some of the most aggressive anti-Semitism the world has seen since the maniacal slaughters of the Jews in the Holocaust. Evangelicals, true evangelicals, will never let that happen again, as no Jew should. It seems as though the evangelicals remember well the words of Menachem Begin, who reminded his fellow Jews and the world that the slaughter of the Jewish people would happen never again. Never again. That generation of Israelis never forgot, never again. But so many right-thinking Jews today, including men like Elliot Abrams, wonder if so many other Jews have in fact forgotten or just simply don't care. As a Christian as I am, with at least some evangelical beliefs and moorings, I for one care very much about the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. I want them fully restored and protected in their homeland, their nation, and as much, I want them to return with gratitude to the great God Jehovah, and in the words of Elliot Abrams, with gratitude for his, the God of Abraham, his gifts to them. Far too many Jews, it seems, do not. Interestingly, Robert Nicholson states that as far as evangelical support is concerned, it, that is, evangelical support for Israel, may already have peaked. Nicholson and Abrams cite the control of most university faculties. Oh, boy, is that the truth. What is it with our colleges and universities today? They seem determined to persuade students and our country at large against Israel and the Jews themselves. Why? Why? Do you believe that? Boy, I sure do. Such a movement would, long-term, have disastrous effects upon the support of the Jewish state by American Christians, and in fact, the larger Christian community. There is an ever-growing movement in Christian circles known as secessionism, which indicates that Israel and the Jews have been replaced by the true Christian church. Where, in the name of Abraham and Moses, did that come from? Most true Christians, fortunately, do not believe that. I don't. Do you? But nonetheless, such a movement with perhaps anti-Semitic tones, I think that's the real issue, it continues to grow. Further, large denominations like the Presbyterian Church USA, among others, promulgate economic boycott of Israel, the divestment of all assets and resources and investments in Israel or in any way Jewish. And they wish to marginalize and sanction Israel for its anti-Palestinian approaches. Incredible. This so-called BDS movement, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement, continues to grow, utterly ignoring the facts and the truth, and causing the support and cooperation with Israel from our country and so many others to wane, not only here in America, but really the world over. It's happening the world over. Further, there is the continued growth and influence of so-called Palestinian Christian groups, which, supposedly as Christians, spread anti-Israel vitriol. Even as so-called Christians, are they really? And are ever growing in influence among American evangelicals. Abrams sees all such as new and valuable information, an important wake-up call for all Jews. He does, and so do I. And yet another phenomenon, according to Abrams, is the fact that so many American Jews vote for liberal candidates regardless. Regardless of the fact, so many of these candidates are either anti-Israel or care little about this very special little nation. Abrams states as follows, quote, liberal Jewish leaders rank their disagreements with this community, that's evangelicals, rank their disagreements with evangelicals on issues like gay marriage or abortion as of greater weight than the need to seek and cement alliances in support of Israel. How about that? In short, the platforms and priorities of the liberal agenda are more important to the majority of Jews, says Abrams, than Israel itself. Nicholson and Abrams worry that evangelicals may become themselves more liberal, both politically and culturally, or indifferent to Israel and the Jews, which might cause an ever-growing number of these evangelicals to adopt the Protestant establishment's anti-Israel prejudice. Let me repeat that. Would it be possible for evangelicals to adopt the Protestant establishment's anti-Israel prejudice? I don't know. In this day and age, maybe so. An evangelical turning more liberal would have less or even none at all interest in or support for the state of Israel, and would perhaps become far more pro-Palestinian with all of its anti-Semitic overtones. Such an irony would indeed, as Abrams well states, turn dark in so many ways. Robert Nicholson notes that the supporters of Israel, Gentile and evangelical, tend to be older. That's interesting, isn't it? Older. Those who tour Israel every year from the evangelical community tend to visit only the biblical sites and in many ways ignore modern Israel. I'm not really sure that's true. I just returned from Israel, and boy, I sure didn't ignore the modern Israel. I loved it. But Nicholson says, consequently, the older Christians may not be exposed to the errors and distortions and lies coming from anti-Israel-Palestinian so-called Christian groups and other anti-Semites. But nothing but the truth can counteract such lies, including current information about the state of Israel. It is a fabulous nation and the good it does in its own nation and the world over. Why is that not publicized? And that information must be provided to evangelical youth and especially students who attend Christian or evangelical colleges, and in fact, all of the colleges and universities everywhere, as such access can be provided. And boy, that's tough today. Anti-Semitism is built upon the lie, and only the truth can counteract these vicious anti-Jewish lies. Elliot Abrams goes on to say that he is not sanguine about the willingness of most American Jews to understand and express gratitude for evangelical support. Frankly, I agree. But they must do it anyway, and soon, and permanently. They really have no choice. Further, American Jews must seek more and closer cooperation with evangelicals in Israel's cause, reaching out to individual evangelicals or to their churches. Abrams, though not sanguine about such possibilities, knows full well they must happen. They must. American Jews, especially the liberal ones, need a wake-up call, and a loud one, before it's too late. They need to cooperate with evangelicals, and in the words of Abrams, it's time for American Jews to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to evangelicals, and to act, the Jews must, act accordingly as friends and supporters. Otherwise, Israel and the Jews may lose some or all of the support of this influential group, which they so desperately need. President Obama was once quoted as saying that he and his administration had Israel's back. We have Israel's back, said Obama. But many millions think that he and his ilk have already turned their back on Israel, and if this administration or others who think like it proceed as they are, the waning of the support of the evangelical community, the support for Israel of the American government itself could decline or even disappear. And many think Obama would really like that. That possibility may be closer at hand than most people realize. There is strong Muslim influence and thinking at the top of our very own government. John Brennan, current head of the CIA, converted to Islam while stationed in Saudi Arabia. Head of the CIA. President Obama's top advisor, Valerie Jarrett, is a Muslim who was born in Iran, where her parents continue to live. Hillary Clinton's top advisor, Uma Abedin, is a Muslim. And there are others, strong advisors and even secretaries who are Muslim as well. You can be certain that any opportunity to reduce or withdraw support for Israel would be strongly recommended or even suggested and implemented by those in our very own government who support Islam or are in fact Muslim themselves. Liberal Jews who vote for such a government and its policies are in fact at least indirectly providing fuel and ammunition for anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic policies to emanate from our very own federal government. Strange, strange world, is it not? Every one of those liberal Jews should be required to visit and experience Yad Vashem in the great city of Jerusalem, which memorializes incredibly and in visual ways one can never forget the horrors of the Nazi Holocaust and the slaughter of the Jews by the maniacal Hitler. Such an experience would call them back to their Jewish roots and cause them to think differently about the state of Israel and hopefully their very own Jewish roots. Perhaps they would think and they would act, and surely they would vote differently. As one Jewish listener to the Crawford Stand from the great state of Colorado said, "I am often very chagrined by the fact that so many Jews are liberals and vote Democrat." His words. But that may be changing, ever so slowly. But more Jews seem to recognize the dangers to Israel and the Jews in this modern day and age. And that may produce change in thinking and conduct. For right-thinking Jews do, in fact, need to change. This very same Colorado listener stated as follows. Not surprisingly, though, the extremely Orthodox Jews are very conservative. I guess that the rule is that the very religious persons, regardless of their faith, are conservative. Well, for me, I don't know how extremely Orthodox or conservative I am. But I do know that I'm very much pro-Israel and the Jews. It saddens me that liberal Jews think differently, perhaps in part because they do not take their religion as seriously as the Orthodox. Perhaps someday they will, and perhaps that day will come before it is too late. Our Colorado Jewish friend and listener to the Crawford Stand states openly that he is most thankful for President Barack Hussein Obama. That got my attention. All that he and his administration have done should be a wake-up call to America, he says, and especially to American Jews, because all of this has, in his words, shaken us from complacency. I think he's right. I think America is waking up. I think we are really beginning to realize what's happening to our country and who is making it happen. The sleeping giant, we the people, we have finally begun to awake. We have, most of us, and now it is time for liberal Jews to wake up as well and understand the incredible worldwide danger to all Jews everywhere, including even in our own country, and of course, and especially in the great state of Israel. It is time for liberal Jews and all Jews to step up for the purpose of the protection and defense of the Jewish state, the Promised Land, which belongs to the Jews. As a result of the promise of the great God of Abraham. And that land as promised is the land from the great river Nile to the great river Euphrates. So much more territory than the land which Israel now occupies. But all of that land, says God, that land is theirs now and forevermore. Do you believe that? Well, that's what the Torah says. Whether Christian or person of another faith or even secularist, you and I must know the facts. The facts. The truth. And when we do, I am convinced that we will be fully supportive of Israel and the Jews. We should shun the other extreme, that is hatred or antipathy for any human being, even Arab or Muslim. And we should work not only for the peace of Jerusalem, but for all mankind. There are right-thinking Arabs and Muslims, and they must stand up and do the right thing, knowing the facts, and act accordingly. But the peace of Jerusalem and for all mankind cannot ever come if the world seeks the extermination of the Jews and the eradication of the chosen people from their promised land. America needs Israel as a bastion of democracy in a totalitarian Middle East. America needs love and respect for the Jews who are such an important part of our Judeo-Christian heritage. I pray that you will join the cause, the energetic stand for the accomplishment of the peace of Jerusalem and of the chosen people and of Israel. And I pray that you will join the cause seeking the peace of Jerusalem and the whole world, the whole world. Israel and the Jews need the support and cooperation of evangelical Christians, and evangelical Christians need the blessings of the great God Jehovah, which will only occur when we and all Christians show the strongest support and love for Israel and the Jews.